From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. If you're a musician playing in a band, you most certainly would fantasize about the big break, the deal that could bring fame, exposure, and a lot more money. For Eve Barzilay, singer and songwriter for the indie band Clem Snide, the big break came in the form of a telephone call. From the producers of the NBC television show Ed, they needed a new theme song, and they wanted Barzilay and his band to write and perform it.
It just kind of came out of the blue, and it was, you know, it's a great opportunity for the band and myself, certainly. And, you know, I feel bad because I don't really watch the shows. I had to kind of lie to the producers and tell them that it's my favorite show. I've seen it a couple times.
Well, let's see what you're up against here. Let's play a little bit of the current theme from it.
I'm in the sky.
So the show goes into its second year. It's time for a new theme, and here comes the phone call. What were the people like who called you up?
You know, they were very laid back. I was surprised to learn that they were fans of Clem Snide. I had known that about it before they called. My manager, you know, said these guys want a theme song. So I sort of just wrote something like right then and there when he told me that. You know, the sort of rush of adrenaline resulted in this one quick song. So I played that song for them over the phone, just to kind of feel them out, because I'd never done this before, so I was just trying to get a sense of what they were looking for.
So could we hear just a bit of that?
Yeah, okay.
Sometimes a man must take a stand and fall down into the arms of a girl from his old home town. We could leave behind this world of make-believe. We could leave behind the things that we don't need.
Hey, I think that is great. Now, the storyline here is Ed is an attorney. He's fired. His wife has an affair, and their marriage breaks up. He goes back to his hometown, opens a bowling alley, where he helps people as a lawyer, and falls in love again with his high school sweetheart, right?
Exactly. See, I assumed that they would want a theme song that reflected the sort of premise of the show, but they told me immediately that they didn't want that. They wanted something more, the word they used was just bittersweet, lyrically speaking. It's interesting, I mean, to write a song where they just need a verse and a chorus. You know, it's not even really like a real song, because usually you need at least two verses, you know, to establish some kind of a plot,
right,
or narrative, or just space lyrically. So it almost kind of lent itself to being something very vague under the heading of bittersweet.
Well, let's hear what bittersweet sounds like.
You smiled, but your eyes seemed to say I'd never see you again. Was this just the role of your life? Fall in love, just pretend. So if you leave, I'll make believe.
So what did they say about that one?
Well, it's a little awkward for me to have this conversation with you right now, because we haven't really talked to them yet. It's been kind of, we're sort of like, we just went on our first date, and I'm not sure if we're going to sleep together yet. You know,
right.
It's like that kind of a moment right now.
Now you have another one that's sort of been running.
Yeah, song number 3 is actually my personal favorite.
And if it gets too bright to see, close your eyes and put your faith in me. Into the light I'm turning. From your heart
That one sounds good. It also sounds like if Ed gets canceled, it could be the theme song for whatever show comes along.
Yeah, it's strange, you know. It's such a subjective kind of thing. It's weird to talk to somebody and, you know, try to kind of read their minds a little bit. They could, that day, one of the guys could have just had, you know, indigestion or something, and the song would have felt, you know what I'm saying? It's like it relies on so many unseen forces, whether you respond to a piece of music or not. So you have to kind of navigate through that, which makes this very stressful.
Mr. Barzilay, good luck. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Noah. My pleasure.
Speaking with us from New York, Eef Barzilay, singer and songwriter for the band Clem Snide. The band expects a decision from the producers of Ed later this week.